Welcome to the Shamanism and Spirituality Podcast with your host, Karina Dharma. I am a shamanic practitioner, healer, spiritual guide, mentor, retreat leader, medicine woman, facilitator, writer, and speaker. My mission is to empower you to heal your ancestral lineage, reclaim your personal power, and activate your unique gifts and purpose. On this platform, you can expect authentic, real, and raw conversations centered around shamanism and spirituality that will empower you to create the life that you desire and deserve. I'm so grateful to have you here. Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to my podcast, which we have officially rebranded from Manifest Magic to Shamanism and Spirituality. I am so excited to be back. It's been 15 months that I've taken a sabbatical and a sacred pause from this podcast. And before that, the podcast was going strong for 15 months. So exactly the same amount of time, which wasn't planned. But I just got back from a very transformational time in Peru. I spent 3 months deep in the jungle in the Amazons working with sacred plant medicines. And I took a 3-month sabbatical for my business. I did a social media detox. I was completely offline. And I had an opportunity to really sit down with myself, be with myself, go inward and get some clarity on what I really want to create and do moving forward. So there's a lot of different projects I'm working towards and working on, such as writing my book and finishing that editing draft of my first book, and also working on a secret project that I'm going to be starting with my partner very soon, with the couples work that we do, and as well with my page that I do in order to empower women and help others to really reclaim their personal power, activate their purpose. This is one of my greatest passions, doing women's work, women's retreats, and I really wanted to come back with this podcast to get clarity on what I want to talk about here. And if you go back to some of my episodes, I actually did a bit of a refresh. I cleaned up some of the old episodes by deleting things that no longer resonated with me. I had episodes on here that weren't aligned with my brand anymore, of when I started my business as a travel coach and working on super yachts. And I just felt like that wasn't who I was anymore. And it didn't resonate with me to have all of these old versions of myself on my podcast, on my Instagram page, on my website. So I did what I like to call a technology clean and just refreshing and rebranding myself and getting this clarity on who I am becoming and how I want to show up on this specific platform in general. So with this podcast, my intention is to speak to you about different topics in the topics of shamanism and spirituality, as you can see in the title and the new name. And the reason for that is because in this last year or 15 months since I've taken this pause from my podcast, it was actually the exact time that I was going through my death. So last year in June 2022 was about the time when I decided to pause the podcast, and I was going through a massive death portal. And I didn't have an opportunity to really talk about it in my last podcast episode where I told you guys that I would have been pausing because I was still processing what was happening and I was still creating my course. I was teaching spiritual business mentorship to early spiritual entrepreneurs. And since then, I've completely shifted away from that and actually discontinued selling my course, and it's no longer on my website. It's no longer available to the public. I actually decided to completely burn that all away because it was no longer aligned with who I was, just like with all the other stuff I created in my first niche with my ebook and old podcast episodes and blogs and content that I shared, just really letting all of that go. And I believe that this is really important and healthy for us to do. And a lot of people probably say, well, you should keep all of your old things. This is showing your evolution, showing, you know, how you evolved and how you came to be, which I do agree to a certain extent. But my content and my podcast and everything just felt so saturated. It felt like there were so many things. It was so confusing that I was like, I don't even want this attached to my brand anymore, who I am and who I'm becoming in this moment in time. So I believe that, you know, to each their own, and however we believe we should operate our businesses and our lives, for me, it felt really in alignment to symbolically and also, you know, physically let go of this past version of myself and open myself up to this new empowered being that I am becoming. And these last 15 months have really, really given me a lot of time to go inward and to understand who exactly I am becoming. So going back to the time that I paused my podcast, all the shifts that have happened since then, I decided to, you know, stop selling my course. I decided to pivot from spiritual business mentorship and coaching into shamanic healing. So this is why I, you know, embody myself as a healer now, a shamanic practitioner, a medicine woman. I have gone on to take courses and certifications as a shamanic practitioner, a drum facilitator, and a mentor that works in the shamanic arts and healing realms with clients. And this has really been the work that I have been doing, to be honest, for the last 4 years of working in the online space and working with others through mentorship. But it's always had, you know, a different, I guess, niche on top of it. And, you know, I'd like to say a mask that I was wearing, because I truly believe that as I was discovering who I was and who I am, I had to really take off these masks and go through these transformations and pivots to really get to where I am today. So I have no regrets of the past version of me, of what I spoke about on my page and my podcast. And I'm really actually honoring myself for showing up consistently, for creating this community. And of course, you know, there's been people that have come and gone with the pivots that I've had. And I know that some of you have stayed with me from the beginning. So I would love to actually hear from you. If you want to message me on Instagram, if you've actually been listening to this podcast from the beginning, and it would be amazing to hear that, because sometimes I don't even know who's listening. And it's always nice to receive messages and to just know who I am impacting, who I'm empowering, even if it's just with one little tiny thing that I may have shared that may have really impacted your life or your view, your perspective, or has allowed for you to take the leap or shift something in your life. So that is what I really would love to hear. And yeah, going back to the shifts that have happened in the last 15 months, along with taking that big decision of, you know, rebranding and pivoting and leaving behind this old version of me and letting go of the identity that I created as a business mentor and everything that I built with that, it was definitely really, really difficult and really scary to do at the beginning, because I was holding on to all these old resources and all this time and money that I had invested. But I knew in my heart that it was no longer aligned with who I was becoming in that moment. And if you've been following me for a while, then you know that living in Tulum is where I am currently. I've been here for almost 3 years, and I've had a huge, huge transformational healing journey in Tulum. And this land, the Mayan lands of Mexico, have deeply, deeply inspired me, allowed me to heal, to surrender into my femininity, into who I am. And it showed me, you know, what my purpose, my mission, my dharma is on this planet. And I've had that opportunity to really go inward and heal. And especially in this last 3 months when we were in Peru taking this time off, to really understand that I want to and I desire to be sharing, you know, podcasts and content around this work, around the themes of the shamanic arts and plant medicine, healing, inner work, transformation, all of the beautiful things that we're going to dive into. So many juicy topics that we're going to touch on, where I'm going to give you so, so, so much value and an inside scoop into my life, the transformations I've been through. I'm definitely going to do a Peru recap episode of telling you about my experience of being in Peru and how it was to work with ayahuasca and how it was to commit to a 2-month dieta. It was definitely, definitely a huge initiation on my path as a shamanic practitioner and healer, and working with my partner as well, doing this work together with him, and also for myself and my own personal healing journey. So the clarity I've received is that this is really my mission, is to share as much as I can with this community around these topics, because I know how much it has changed and transformed my life. And I would really love for others to be able to experience this type of work, this type of medicine. It doesn't mean you necessarily need to work with me, but even if I can inspire you to go out into the world and seek shamanic healing, shamanic arts, and to really open yourself up to these new experiences and this new way of being and way of living, because that's what it really is. The shamanic path is all about embodying an authentic and real life, and really practicing consciousness and practicing being present, being in your body, being connected to your divinity, to spirit, to the elements of the earth. And there's so much that I'm going to tell you about shamanism in another episode and what it really is. What is modern day shamanism? What is it compared to? How does it compare to the shamanism that originally, you know, rooted here on our earth from our ancestors? And how does it apply to our personal lives and professional lives today? So this podcast is really for all people, all human beings who are looking to empower themselves within their personal lives, professional lives, whether you have a business, whether you are just seeking healing and a place to drop into every week to hear different episodes with different topics and conversations, where I'll be doing solo episodes as well as inviting guests who are in this field and who can share some wisdom and knowledge with you regarding these topics and spiritual and shamanic tools that you can integrate into your day-to-day life. So I'm so, so excited to be coming to you every week with these types of episodes and really having the shift. And of course, you can go back and listen to some of my old podcast episodes that I have. I've deleted about 60 that weren't aligned, but there's still about 43, I believe, that, you know, some are about my transformation, my original, you know, plant medicine journeys when I first got to Tulum. So you can really hear how I've evolved over the years. It's always interesting to, even for myself, go back and see how much I've evolved and grown. And different episodes on entrepreneurship, manifestation, different things like that, that can really support you, because I do believe that some of those episodes are still really important and aligned with this new theme and this new direction that this podcast is going into. So I have so much more to share with you guys, but I feel like I'm going to just keep it short today. This is just a welcome back. I'm back. I'm here. I'm going to be committed to showing up and to delivering different episodes. And if you can please share with me on Instagram anything you would like to hear, any specific topics, that would really help me and motivate me and inspire me to create content for you. That would be really, really amazing. I would really appreciate hearing from you. And just dropping in with you and creating heart-centered conversations, authentic conversations. And I really look forward to creating more content for you and helping you on your healing journey, on your path, on your spiritual and shamanic path as a human being, as a leader, as a soul that is living this human experience, or the spiritual experience, sorry, in a human body. So thank you so much for tuning in today, for dropping in. And this is the official welcome back. And next week, I will probably record an episode on what's been happening the last 3 months in Peru. And I cannot wait to share all of those transformational teachings with you and all the downloads and activations that I received and how it's going to support this channel, my page, and all the beautiful offerings that I am creating for you. All right, I'm sending you so much love and light. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Shamanism and Spirituality podcast. I'm so grateful that you took the time to drop in deep with us today. I trust that you resonate with what we are sharing on this platform and you received the medicine you needed from this episode. This is an invitation to share any of your transformational takeaways by posting on your Instagram story and tagging me, I am Karina Dharma. I also ask that you take 15 seconds to please leave us a 5-star review, as this will go a long way to spread our work with others around the world. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on our future weekly episodes. Please share this with your friends, family, clients, or anyone you know that would benefit from listening to this podcast. And if you're interested in finding out more about me or how we can work together through our transformational programs, mentorships, and retreats, then please visit my website, karinadharma.com. You can also subscribe to my email list by downloading a free meditation, which you can access via a link in the show notes or on the homepage of my website.